Of course, these problems at Corinth can sound very similar, can't they? In many churches today, they're very similar to the things I'm talking about in many churches today. And it's because of worldliness. It's because of worldliness. And that is, there is more in, there's more of the world in the heart than Christ. There's more of the world in the heart than Christ. And make no mistake, worldliness, I believe, is the biggest problem that churches face in our modern culture today. Worldliness. The absolute necessity of the new birth is very, very rarely taught now in most churches today. And I'm not just talking about charismatic churches. Many so-called conservative churches, reformed churches, are more interested in virtue signaling to other pastors and other churches instead of speaking plainly as the Apostle Paul did to his flock. And you know, if I've eaten ice cream and I've made a mess on my face, I want you to tell me about that. If I've got food on my face, I want you to tell me that I've got food on my face, and so that I don't go walking around with it wherever I go. And you know, there are many church leaders today that see their flocks walking around with worldliness in them, and they do not say a word. Many church leaders are seeing worldliness within their fellowships today, and yet cannot bring themselves to sufficiently warn them of it. They turn a blind eye, as it were, to these things, and mostly because of political correctness. And perhaps the sad reality behind this is that many ministers today have not truly experienced the new birth described in today's passage, or perhaps they have forgotten about their first love and are backsliding. In Leviticus 13, if someone had a rising or a bright spot in their flesh, the priest would thoroughly examine it and then re-examine it over weeks and weeks to ensure it was not the plague of leprosy. And the unchecked rising and worldliness in our churches and the obvious brightness of these sinful spots have led now to mass infection of worldliness in our churches.